Some people are not meant to remain on the ground. Aaron Wheels Fotheringham is one of those people. He's used a wheelchair since he was a kid, and he wouldn't have it any other way. How else would he be able to perform tricks that challenge the laws of physics and the notion of just what disability means? Lauren Ober has the story of Wheels' high-flying wheelchair wonders.
We'll feature the greatest collection of action sports athletes ever assembled.
Aaron Wheels Fotheringham is perched at the top of a 50-foot Giganta ramp in the middle of Madison Square Garden. His wheels are pointed down the precipitous slope toward a gap the length of three parallel parked cars, which he intends to jump. The crowd is going nuts. They've never seen anything like this before.
Aaron, I just want to know, what are you doing up here, buddy?
Well, when I asked you guys for a wheelchair-accessible ramp, this is not what I had in mind.
This mega ramp is about as far away from wheelchair accessible as you can get. But the joke is part of his shtick. This is a guy whose license plate on his souped-up truck reads legless.
Well, since you're up here, you gotta do something. You know the rule. You can't go down the stairs. What do you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking, if you guys get really loud and you follow me on Instagram, I was gonna do a front flip!
A front flip! Do you want to see a front flip from this guy?
Now, anyone doing a front flip off of anything is pretty impressive, but it's all the more spectacular when the person doing the trick is buckled into a neon green wheelchair. The 22-year-old Wheels has spina bifida and has used a wheelchair since he was in grade school.
I'm not paralyzed at all. I have spina bifida, and it affects my back and blah, 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 all that boring stuff I've never really read.
He's also an adrenaline junkie and an action sports nut. If it involves big tires, big air, or big consequences, Wheels is into it.
I love adrenaline, you know, even before skate parks, like, I'd definitely knock on people's doors and roll away as quick as I could with my friends.
Wheels does what he calls WCMX, or wheelchair motocross. It's like BMX, except with four wheels instead of two. Oh, and a disability thrown in, just to keep it interesting. Wheels practically invented the sport. There are other wheelchair users out there doing WCMX, but Wheels is the undisputed king. He's gone bigger and jumped farther than anyone. You ever see an average guy in a wheelchair do a double backflip? No? That's because only Wheels can do that. Wheels got his start in action sports in Las Vegas after a trip to a local skate park with his older brother. He was 8 at the time.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to ever drop into a skate park on a wheelchair, but I didn't see anyone before me. I just looked up to BMXers and, you know, X Games, and I was like, well, I could do that. And then my brother helped me, you know, get to skate park on my wheelchair and pretty much pushed me into a bowl. And, I mean, from then on, I was hooked on it, and it, you know, it was a fun challenge, and, you know, I just fell in love with the sport.
Sorry, when your brother pushed you into a bowl, I mean, did you fall? Like, the angle of that is not meant for somebody sitting, right?
No, like, I mean, in fact, the first couple times I went down, I face planted and, you know, hurt my wrists, but, you know, he kept helping me back up, and then, like, after a couple tries, I mean, I rolled away from it.
And before Wheels even hit puberty, he was a fixture at his local skate park on his wheelchair. Wheels uses the term on a wheelchair rather than in a wheelchair. It might sound like semantics, but for a guy who doesn't feel confined by his chair, but rather liberated by it, the words make a difference. Soon the skate park became too easy. Wheels needed a bigger challenge.
After a while of putting in hours, you start progressing and doing bigger tricks and bigger drop-ins, and then I did a 360. Then that got boring. Then I wanted to do a backflip. And kids at the skate park were saying, you should learn a backflip on a wheelchair. I think they were just messing with me, but I took it serious.
So Wheels went to an action sports camp and practiced flipping into a foam pit.
And in 2 days of going to that camp, I landed the first wheelchair backflip in history. And then I was just like, whoa, this is fun.
That all leads us to now, with Wheels touring the world with Nitro Circus Live, a sort of extreme variety show for action sports led by motocross legend Travis Pastrana. Wheels is an integral part of the spectacle, which also features some of the world's best skateboarders, BMX riders, and daredevils of all kinds. Think people jumping monster ramps in igloo coolers and Barbie cars. Of all of the athletes hucking themselves off of tall things, and hucking is the term the kids use, none gets as much applause as Wheels.
Now, folks, Wheels has just casually said, do you want to see a front flip? And I've been telling you how tough this guy is and what an inspiration this guy is.
Then the announcer tells the crowd how Wheels knocked himself unconscious trying this trick before.
He used to do it off a 30-foot gap. But now that he's here in New York City, he wants to do it for you guys for the very first time over a much bigger 50-foot gap.
Oh, mercy.
So, New York, do you want to see a kid on a wheelchair throw a front flip?
Oh, my goodness!
And with that, Wheels descends down the 5-story ramp. Fireworks spray out of his specially designed wheelchair as he picks up speed. He hits the lip of the ramp and tucks his head. And by some miracle of physics, his wheelchair, named Rolanda, follows. He flies over the gap and lands with a bounce, wheels down on the other side. A giant airbag catches him before he hits the arena wall. The crowd loses it. It's equal parts breathtaking and unnerving watching Wheels soar so high above the ground. Wheelchairs are most definitely not supposed to do this. But don't try to tell Wheels that.
Wheelchairs got a misconception or something, because I feel like people are always trying to put a limit or a stereotype along with it. And that's what I'm trying to break. That, yeah, I'm on a wheelchair, but I can go down a 50-foot ramp.
For Only a Game, I'm Lauren Ober.
Please hear some love for Aaron Wheels following her!
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler, and our intern is Zoe Sobel. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. It is once again Super Bowl season, which means that it's also Super Bowl haiku season. You can submit yours on Facebook.com/onlyagameradio. We might use yours on the air on Super Bowl weekend. Our final word this week comes from CBS Sports National columnist Greg Doyle.
A lot of great writers are from Mississippi, and so am I.
Take that, William Faulkner, John Grisham, Tennessee Williams, and Eudora Welty. Plus, Mr. Doyle is a rising mixed martial arts star. Which of you even ever tried that? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from Newman's Own Foundation, giving all profits from Newman's Own to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working to ensure all Americans have access to health care at rwjf.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.